Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Take a listen to the Education Minister, Hildegard Nocton.
Where there is a willingness or a choice, local choice there to have change, the department will facilitate that. But this will be about, I suppose, local parents, local community, looking at their desire to either maintain existing traditions and ethos, or to, if there's an appetite for change, then the department will facilitate that.
Yeah, that's Education Minister Hildegard Nocton speaking to Anton in Breakfast a little earlier this morning. We want to know, what type of school do you want your child to go to? Because the Department of Education have carried out a survey of 200,000 households, and they found that 40% of parents with children in denominational primary schools would actually prefer to see the ethos shift to a multi-denominational one. Lisa O'Sullivan Shaw is with me here on the line today. Lisa, what's your preferred choice of school for your sons?
Hi, hi Andrea.
How are you?
So, as you know, I have four boys. They're all between fifth class and second year. And my preferred is exactly the way they have been going to school. They've gone to a mixed Catholic school. I understand there are people who want, you know, the move to multi-denominational. But for me, I am quite happy where they are and what they're doing. We have, it's a new enough school. Like, they had the old school, but they rebuilt a new premises. But I'm lucky enough, we're in County Meath. I'm in a catchment area that there is the option with driving, you know, within a 10-minute drive kind of three schools. One is a girls' school. We've been very, very lucky. I do not want anything changed in that. That's the saying that my go to a Catholic school, we are, you know, practicing Catholics. Well, as I call myself, I pick and mix Catholic.
Yeah.
I go to the big masses and the whatever. My boys walk from the school to church on kind of when the weather gets better, every Friday, but coming up to sacraments and stuff like that, it's absolutely fabulous. They seem to, you know, they go into the normal mass with all the elderly people at a 9:30 mass on a Friday, and I love it. Wouldn't change a thing about it.
That's part of the school ethos, is it? Is it just during if they're making confirmation or Holy Communion or something, or do they do that all the time?
They do that all the time throughout all the different classes. Yeah, even see the little young ones when you drop them off in the morning. Now, I know it's kind of more popular during the sacrament times, the confirmation, the communion, but there'll be plenty of times throughout the year that my boys say to me, "Mummy, I have to be in for 9:15 because we're going to Mass this morning." And it's fabulous.
Yeah, absolutely. So they enjoy doing it.
Yeah, it's got to come to Saturday night and you ask them to come to Mass, and they already told me they've been at Mass this week.
Yeah, they've already been there. But so your kids, they've a mixed it's a mixed gender school, but it is a Catholic school, but at the same time, Lisa, you also have choice in your catchment area. I mean, they're not there because there's no alternative. But even with that choice, you wouldn't have it any other way.
Exactly. We do have choice. There's non-denominational school in, I think, is a Trim, and one in Navan, if I did want to go that direction. But I'm quite happy the way it is. I actually found out my son's secondary school isn't like a typically Catholic school. They do all types of religions in the thing, which I was kind of, I was a bit stand backish when I first heard it. I assumed it was, you know. We're quite happy with both of them.
And do you mind me asking, Lisa, why is that? Is it just you like the idea of the Catholic ethos and that being passed down through the...
Personally, myself, I would have a deep faith. You know, and it's a weird thing nearly to say out loud because people of my generation kind of roll their eyes. But I've had my own life experiences. I was quite sick and I really relied heavy on it. It's something my boys have actually, as I was doing a podcast during the week, and I actually said to them, one of my oldest boys, he's now nearly 15, on his communion day, the priest gave them all a present of this rosary bead necklace. That child hasn't taken that off. Now, that's not me telling him or asking him to wear it or whatever. But they have the little things, you know, if we pass, like, you know, if there was an accident or if an ambulance passed, they'll automatically bless themselves. I won't have to be. Now, we're not Holy Joes. We don't be like Mary Poppins in the field holding hands or anything like that. It's just something that we have in our home.
You have a strong faith. a
strong faith. And like, you know, we go to Mass on the big days, and I'm originally from Kerry, so if we go home to Kerry, we go to Mass when I'm in Kerry, you know. Mm. But yeah, it's just something that's in our home. My husband will be quite the same, wouldn't be absolutely practicing, but we do have, you know, like we'll say, I'd wander into the church when I'm on my walk, and I'd light a candle.
Okay.
It's just something that we have in our family. I know it's not for everybody. I know the whole our history in the island is beyond disgraceful. I kind of have myself, you know, shut out from the middleman there. I have my own kind of relationship with God. I don't really do the priest thing. But I do like having that as a basis in our family. Mm. It's just for us. It suits us. I come from a Catholic family with, you know, the big, like, J would be our second religion, that type of a family. So it's just something that's in us. And I don't want that change.
You don't want that change. And I should say, Lisa, like, you're not alone by any stretch of the imagination, because according to this Department of Education survey, as I mentioned, there was 200,000 households formed part of it. 60% of parents said that they wanted the school's ethos to remain unchanged. So there's many, many others who are of the very same opinion as yourself. Lucy is with us on the line. Lisa, thanks for joining us. Stay with me for a few moments. 1800 453 106 is the number. Lucy is with us on the line today. Lucy, what kind of school would you like to see your children attend?
Well, they're in the school. Luckily, I want them to attend.
Yeah.
So I have my youngest lads going into secondary in September. He's going, luckily we got a place this time in the local secondary school, which is Catholic. My two girls are in Catholic, and my 14-year-old son is in a different Catholic school. And while I would love if it was mixed, because I think from a developmental point of view for children, it's extremely healthy for them to be mixing with each other. Mm. We just don't have in the area that I live in, most of the mixed schools are private.
Okay.
Or are very difficult to get into. There are a few, I'm not going to mention the type of school because I don't think it's fair, but I'm not mad about, there is one secondary school locally that is mixed, but I wouldn't be mad about the ethos, and it wouldn't suit my kids either. So I purposely didn't send any of them there. Well, it didn't exist when the two girls started in secondary. I'd be very similar to Lisa. I spent this morning fixing payroll in a church, in a parish church. So I would have a very deep faith. I don't go to Mass very often. I'd be extremely similar. The kids are allowed to choose themselves, but I've chosen to bring them up in the Catholic religion. But they do learn about all religions in school. They learn about all religions in this house as well. We've had students over the years from all different types of religions. And so they would have a very extensive respect for everybody's religion.
Oh, would they stay in with you, Lucy? Sorry, when you...
Oh, yeah. I've had, you know, Sikhs and Muslims, you know, staying, living with us. And it was brilliant for the kids when the kids were smaller, and they got to understand and learn about different cultures and understand about different religions. And as I say to them, religion isn't that different. It's all based off the same principle, do no harm. Mm. And I'm like, you know, if you look at the teachings of any religion, that should be at the basis of it. Would I like the denomination of my school change? No, I'm really happy where they are. I like that the girls get to go to the chapel, and that's my own opinion. I'm not, what I suppose frustrates me is when people give out about it, who are not practicing or feel religion isn't for them, and that's perfectly their choice. If you really feel that strongly, don't send your child to a Catholic school and give out about it. In the same way.
But I suppose, if they don't have the choice, though, I know Lisa mentioned having that choice within the catchment makes it.
In the area I'm in, you would have the choice.
Okay, you'd have the choice there. Yeah. It's a text from a listener who says, I'm a primary school teacher. Many of my students are registered as being Catholic, even though they never go to Mass. The parents like having the day out for the sacraments, and as a result, they will vote to keep the status quo. So the teachers have to continue teaching religion, even though most of the children don't actually practice it. Sean is with me on the line. Sean, you're a dad of four, is that right?
Yeah, I'm a dad. I'm a dad of four, and my oldest is 13, and the youngest is 7.
Okay.
But I'd be very similar to the other two callers in that they went to mixed Catholic schools. Now my son is in first year, and it's a single sex school. Now that was his own choice. I would have preferred mixed myself, but that was his choice. No, look, I'm more than happy with it. I mean, it's not overpowering. Like, it's when I went to primary school, religion did play a big part in it, and I suppose I want to give my kids that choice, so like they can get that little taste of it, I suppose, when they're in primary school, and then they can make that decision themselves. Like, and I suppose I wonder, are a lot of people against it based on their own experiences?
Yeah, it's a good point, that, actually.
Because for me, when I went to primary school, it was a Christian butter school, and it was horrendous, I'll be honest with you. And I just happened to marry a primary school teacher. If I hadn't, I would have been really anti-primary school in general. And I would have been anti-Catholic, definitely, because of my own experience.
Because your own experience,
yeah. Yeah, but I can see it's not that heavy at all as it used to be. You know what I mean? It's quite easy going. And it's not just, there are other faiths talked about as well. So, no, I'd definitely be happy with it staying the way it is.
Leave well enough alone. Are you surprised by the findings today, Sean? Because I can tell you from the text, some of our listeners are quite surprised to hear that, you know, because we constantly talk about there being more choice and parents looking for more choice for their children and looking for, you know, for more multi-denominational schools. And yet this educational or Department of Education survey, as I mentioned, tells us that 60% say they want the school's ethos to remain unchanged.
Yeah, I used to always wonder about that when, you know, to see it with senses and things like that. And I think a lot of people do look at things, unfortunately, they might look at the day, as described as the day out, the communion and confirmation, and they might even make their decisions based on that, I think, that if they don't go to school, it's a Catholic school, it's a lot harder for them to go make communion or make a confirmation. So I think a lot of people might even make their choices based on that.
God, we couldn't be that fickle, could we?
I'm not
the right dress. Is that? That can't be the reason, is it?
No, well, obviously it's not the main reason, but I do think a lot of people make the decision based on that. It is quite a big event for a lot of people when it comes to it. I have heard of people making decisions on schools based on being able to make a communion or a confirmation, you know?
So
I'm not a practicing Catholic at all, but again, I like to give my kids just that choice.
The choice
to
do it, yeah. You know. So Simon Lewis is principal and host of the If I Was the Minister for Education podcast. It doesn't come down to the sacraments, Simon, does it, in your view?
You'd be surprised. Honestly, I wasn't surprised to hear that at all. I've actually been told that directly by some parents who chose not to send their children to my multi-denominational school. Yeah, it's amazing. It amazes me to hear it, and I've heard it quite often. But I think the results of this has caught everyone on the back foot, really, to be honest. I've been obsessing about this for the last two decades, and I can't believe the result that 4 in 10 parents who choose to send their children or supposedly choose their children to go to a denominational school would prefer their denominational school to be multi-denominational. I think
why are you surprised
unprecedented.
That?
Well, I mean, we're often told that there's no appetite for change. There's nobody, everyone's happy with the way things are. And we look at if you look at the other results, you know, 80% roughly of parents sending their children to single sex schools would prefer co-ed. And I think your previous callers would look at that. That wasn't surprising. 1 in 8 who send their child to an English medium school prefer a Gael school. That wasn't particularly surprising. But 4 out of 10 wanting their denominational school to be multi-denominational school is unbelievable. I can't believe it, to be honest. I kind of think I was guessing about 20%, you know, like half of that. So I kind of wonder what happens next with such an overwhelming endorsement, I suppose, you know, and that doesn't even include children, you know, the rest of the parents who were surveyed, you know. I mean, that's 40% of parents.
Well, it's 40% want change, but it's 60% wanted to stay as it is.
Yeah, but if you look at the result, the overall results, so we've only got the results of parents who've sent their children to denominational schools. So they haven't included the statistics on parents of preschool children. They haven't included the results of parents that send their children to multi-denominational schools already. So, I mean, a rough guess would suggest that, you know, we've reached that tipping point of majority of parents in this country would prefer schools to be multi-denominational. I mean, it would be really surprising if that didn't happen. And I mean, it's an exciting statistic for someone like me who's been, you know, hopefully, you know, promoting the idea that we need, you know, schools to be more equality based. You know, we need, I'm of the preference really that all schools should be welcome to everybody, you know, but I think my excitement was a bit dampened, to be honest, by the minister's plans, which seems to be, and I heard it in your clip there, that it's going to be left to individual schools to decide their future. And I find that incredibly lazy, incredibly irresponsible, to be honest with you.
Why? Because in terms of the funds or plans or how they might change or adapt the school, is that what you mean?
Well, I mean, I am a principal of a primary school, and if I was a principal of a Catholic school and I got my results and it was, you know, 50-50 or 60-40, one way or the other, what am I going to do? you know, it's up to, that's a massive responsibility. It creates a civil war within your community.
Yeah, I can imagine what those parent-teacher meetings might actually be a little bit like. I think we've Paul with, no, we'll try maybe and reconnect with Paul. 1800-453-106 is the number. Listener makes the point, the advantage of being brought up in a religion extends to lots of cultural references. I remember being in the National Gallery with a friend who was brought up as an atheist. I was surprised at how many aspects of life, for example, like religious artwork, was accessible to me and not them. I'm curious, Lisa, just from your own school background, were you taught by Catholic nuns or priests?
No, not Catholic nuns or priests, but very, like, I would have been brought up in North Kerry. And as I said, I have a history, though. I was quite a sick child. I have a heart condition all my life. It would have been really in our home, kind of like, you know, when I was sick and stuff.
Yeah.
So more from the kind of home that, like, you know, and I would have been a mass goer every week up to into my 20s, more so forced when I was, you know, late teens, early 20s. Even if I was at home from college, you were up for mass. But no, I wasn't taught by nuns or priests, but there were nuns and priests in my school. They were very readily available. Like in secondary school, we had a little nun, Sister Teresa. I don't even know if Sister Teresa even taught. She was there as a presence in the school.
Yeah.
And we had a priest and he taught religion and I think geography. So it was just in us. But like you have to remember, I went to school in the 90s and noughties in North Kerry, where it was Catholic and GA were our religion.
Yeah,
and
I just, that was a big part of it. I do wonder, Simon, for a lot of parents maybe taking part though in this survey, like just to Sean's point a little earlier, when you look at who taught us or who taught the parents, does that have much of a bearing then on what they want for their own kids?
It does. And I think, you know, the survey had another disadvantage in that it sort of asked people, you know, a binary choice, whether they want denominational or multi-denominational. And I'd hazard a guess that if you had have added a third option of I don't really care, we would have got, you know, more interesting data. I think, you know, most people, if they've gone through a system, are going to be very happy with the system they've gone through. I mean, if you look at the difference between denominational and multi-denominational schools, there's very, very little difference between what we do every single day. You know, about 99% of everything that we do, it's the same thing. The only difference is that in denominational schools, they promote one religion over others. And in multi-denominational schools, we promote no religions over others. So the difference is just one religion being promoted. You know, so yeah,
interesting to hear the mixed views of listeners here today, though, on the programme with regards to this Department of Education survey. We leave it there for the moment. Simon Lewis, principal and host of the If I Was the Minister for Education podcast. Sean, Lucy, Lisa O'Sullivan Shaw, thanks a million for getting in touch. Email lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.